From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, December 6th at 8:55. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me on this nice, chilly Friday morning. Looking at the markets, December corn up a penny and a quarter at 4.36 and a quarter. Corn's close to session high, so corn has kind of been the leader here. More on that in a second. Beans, however, lagging. They're down 4 cents at 9.69 and three quarters. And March wheat down 3 and a quarter at 5.55 on the board. Outside markets, last check, Dow Jones up 106 points at 44,872. January WTI oil down 98 cents at 67.32. That's still struggling, that market in particular, down about 10 bucks off the recent highs made back in October. Modestly higher on corn here and just mixed trade overall to start. We were looking to build on yesterday's solid performance. Yesterday, corn finished up 5 cents, beans finished up a dime, and wheat also finished up a dime. And also no flash sales to report here this morning. We've had some solid corn and soybean business really coming out of our country the last few months. So no daily flash sales to report this morning. We have our next monthly WASDE report on deck for Tuesday next week. Traditionally, the December WASDE report is a bit of a yawner, but given some pretty good demand, like I mentioned on the export front and ethanol, we're kind of looking to see if they can make any tweaks to make the balance sheets a touch tighter here. So we'll see on Tuesday next week. Yesterday, I mentioned wheat bounced as it approached contract lows. Russia reported that their winter crops are in really tough condition. 37% of winter crops were considered to be in poor condition compared to just 4% a year ago. And if you take a look at that March SRW Chicago wheat contract, we were approaching contract lows, and the timing of that headline aligned really well for a bounce, but not seeing too much optimism here today. New update, wheat down, still down 3 cents around that 5.55. So not the best follow through action here on Friday morning as of yet. Big picture, corn has really been the leader of the complex of corn, beans, and wheat crowd with those competing crops. It's looking to challenge recent resistance levels. You know, March at 4.36, it's only 9 cents off the November high at 4.45. And then the October contract high was 4.52. So we're within striking distance on that. And if you're in the undersold camp here, really been talking to guys about get your affairs in order, get your offers working ahead of that report on Tuesday. Maybe we can catch a bounce, and we just can't move quick enough on those report days when they come out live 11 a.m. on Tuesday. We just can't call our grain buyer quick enough to make a sale. So you got to get your offers in place, in my opinion, wherever you think they should be. Funds are now long estimated 100,000 contracts of corn, short 64,000 contracts of beans, and short 61,000 contracts of Chicago SRW wheat. Corn, they've kind of trimmed that length a little bit here, it appears. For those of you with Jan soybean basis contracts, we only got about 3 weeks to price or roll those. That's about a 5 cent carry Jan March, and March May on corn, 5 or 6 cent carry as well. These spreads have really come in, really trying to push the farmer to get some bushels moving here. So the spreads can do the work at times, just kind of talking to us of what it needs or doesn't need. Soybean basis at the river is very strong. Last check, St. Louis, 37 over compared to local processors in that plus 5 to plus 10 range. So again, export demand to ship it down the river has been impressive. And that basis is telling us that story. Ideas of the Brazil crop are still quite large on the Brazilian soybean crop, checking in around 166 to 172 million metric tons, easily a record. And that'll be hitting the market here around early February. There's a bit of concern that so much of the planting was really concentrated in about a 3 week window, that if we have a wet harvest period, it could delay harvest, which would really be excellent for American exports. If their beans aren't readily available to China, then maybe we could get a little bit more business from China buying U.S. soybeans. Hopefully that something like that could happen to help values for producers. So that's what's going on here today. I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a good weekend as well and stay warm. We'll take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, sunny with a high of 31 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 20 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 45 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 53 degrees. Cold this weekend, but warming up a little bit towards the end of the weekend. Currently here in Urbana, sunny skies and 18 degrees. You can stay up to date on your forecast and current weather conditions at ipmnewsroom.org 24/7. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.